CJNQ, and we're talking with Dr. Georgina Cannon today. And you are the founder and director of the Ontario Hypnosis Center, mm-hmm. and that's a government-registered teaching facility and clinic. So, first of all, could you tell us a little bit about the center?
Sure. It started over 10 years ago, and we work with clients in the hypnosis clinic to help them change their life or to get rid of habits that they don't want anymore, or to move forward if they're stuck. We also teach. We teach the medical profession or the general public how to use hypnosis for themselves and for others. So it's busy, and it's mm-hmm. fulfilling, and it's great fun.
Okay, that's great. So today we're going to talk a little bit about Christmas stress, procrastination, and invalid expectations of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Christmas coming up, it's not always a fun time for everybody, especially when people grow up. It's not the same as when they were kids. And there is a lot of stress and expectations about Christmas, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay.
And the worst expectation is that we expect it to be like television commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where everybody gets together and everybody's smiling, and suddenly the food is on the table, and everybody's sitting around the table, and they're laughing and having a good time. The kids are behaving, the teenagers are there, grandparents are there,
mm-hmm.
and it just isn't so. There's enormous expectation put on each other at this time, and quite often families are getting together and they don't see each other from year to year. It's the only time they get together, maybe one of two. You know, other times might be special events or Easter. And they just don't know what's happening with each other, and they don't particularly like each other. A lot
mm-hmm.
of times they do, but quite often they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of semi-forced to get together because it's family tradition. And, you know, if they're feeling at all snarky, it comes out after
mm-hmm.
The first glass of wine, or if they're feeling irritable because, you know, the food isn't
mm-hmm.
what they wanted. Or
exactly, and a lot of people and a lot of children too don't have that nuclear family anymore.
That's
and,
right.
Mm-hmm. And this creates a lot of stress too. So Christmas can be exactly a time of a lot of stress for many people, not
yes.
just a few people.
Yes,
okay.
indeed. And people expect that they have to buy lots of gifts,
mm-hmm.
and they have to spend a lot of money. You know, the art of making something or committing to something, you know, giving a card that says, I promise to do this for you over the next 3 months or whatever. But that seems to have been forgotten. They've forgotten that the whole purpose of the gift is to celebrate the relationship and to celebrate the love that's between the two of you. You know, people
mm-hmm.
forget that.
Yes, I think all of us feel that we can't get the perfect gift because it just doesn't exist.
Right.
There is no perfect gift, and we can't give enough to those of around us that we love. So, you know, it's a lot of stress, I think, on people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so it becomes tense and stress-filled instead of a celebration.
Okay.
And let's remember what it is. I mean, for some people, it's a religious experience.
Mm-hmm.
For others, it's a celebration. It's a celebration of the light that returns to the earth because it's after the December 24th and the 21st, and the days get longer again. So it's a returning of the light. So it's a primal, if you like, a primal celebration.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So everybody is probably already depressed or down from
exactly.
lack of light. Okay, especially those people who are affected by seasonal disorder.
Yeah.
Okay, right. And it's especially a difficult time for those people who have been divorced or lost a loved one in the
absolutely.
Year, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if people who are alone, we're very busy in the clinic. People who are alone who don't know what to do on Christmas Day
mm-hmm.
or Christmas season. For instance, there's a lot of new immigrants coming into Canada for whom Christmas means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they suddenly find things are closed or people are busy doing their own family things, and they feel even more alienated. They just don't know where to put themselves. They have nothing to fit it to, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a busier time for the clinic.
It's a busier time.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you deal with some of these problems?
One of the things we help people do is to remember the purpose of who and what they are, never mind what's outside of them, but to remember their own self. And to use that time for some peaceful introspection, to connecting with their heart and their soul, and to remember that they have a footprint on this planet
mm-hmm.
with a job to do, whether it be to love or be loved, or to spread their light and knowledge in some way, but to certainly share themselves in a way that is appropriate for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important that they connect with themselves over this time. So although you watch television, you see everybody running around in families, if you're by yourself, celebrate yourself. And it sounds trite, but once you know how to do that, it's quite wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And you take that with you for the rest of your life. There's also a lot of other things you can do. And certainly for people who come from another country and they are literally physically by themselves, not just emotionally by themselves, I suggest they do volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
They go work in a hospital. Because a lot of people aren't working over the holidays, so they could do with some extra hands and some hearts, especially the children's hospital or the people that, from out of town who don't have any visitors at that time.
Okay, and that's really the real meaning of Christmas, too, isn't it?
Certainly for some
mm-hmm.
people it is, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time of sharing and giving, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, holistic healing, you're also a specialist with holistic healing. You use that in the clinic. What are some areas of holistic healing that we could use around the holidays?
Well, those of you who know Reiki, or people who know Reiki, certainly could use that to
mm-hmm.
calm the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand the chakra balance, the chakras in the body, the energy centers, the ancient art of the
mm-hmm.
chakras, and,
mm-hmm.
and you can go into a form of meditation and visualize your chakras and balance the energy between one and the other so that you get more centered and more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is to take yourself into a form of self-hypnosis or meditation and just be quiet and just go in, connect with your heart, your heartbeat, your
mm-hmm.
breath, and relax down so that your whole body just simmers down and you don't feel quite so anxious or so stressed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do the world differently that way.
Good. So I'll see there it's a deep form of meditation.
Well, it's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is some myths around hypnosis. Hypnosis is exactly the same brainwaves as meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the alpha brainwaves. You don't go into deep sleep. You don't not know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're always aware in hypnosis. Even when you see people on stage doing those crazy things,
mm-hmm.
they're always aware of what's going on.
Okay.
Because you're in total control in hypnosis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And you've had a lot of success at the clinic since the clinic's been open?
Oh, it's extraordinary. We now get a lot of referrals from the medical profession.
Mm-hmm.
Some from Princess Margaret Hospital for people going through chemo, so it helps with nausea,
mm-hmm.
helps with fears and phobias. People
mm-hmm.
who are going away on holiday or frightened of flying, they come in. I mean,
that
takes one session. That's amazing how quickly that goes.
Okay, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, is this something in particular to Ontario, or are there other centers such as these throughout the other provinces?
There are hypnotists. I have trained
mm-hmm.
thousands of hypnotherapists and hypnotists across the country.
Mm-hmm.
They come into our school from everywhere. And certainly, there are hypnotists all through Ontario. There are hypnotists all the way across in Quebec and everywhere.
Okay. Okay. Do you think some of the habits during the holiday season, such as excessive drinking or all the sweets that people eat,
mm-hmm.
do you think that this adds to the stress and the unhappiness?
Totally. It breaks down the body. I
mm-hmm.
mean, you're putting your body into a sort of type of shock.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of standing there going, what?
Mm-hmm.
You've taken care of me for the rest of the year, and now you're putting this what in my stomach? So it
mm-hmm.
puts the adrenal glands in override. It,
mm-hmm.
it makes the stomach work harder, the liver work harder. And ideally, what you need to do is to go on some sort of limited fast a few days afterwards, but most people won't do that, but at least eat healthily
mm-hmm.
immediately afterwards, because you may feel slightly under the weather, and of course that lowers your immune system, so you set yourself up for colds and flu.
Right. Okay, so one of the things we can do is eat healthfully. Another thing is to just take care of ourselves and concentrate on ourselves maybe do some volunteer work, something like that.
Absolutely.
Any thing?
Take time for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that's the most important thing.
Elimination is a big thing, particularly
mm-hmm.
for students around this time who are getting ready for exams and want to get to study habits. And one of the big things that when we work with students, we help them understand that the reason or one of the reasons that they're procrastinating is a huge fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by applying yourself to studies, what you're saying is, oh, I better get ready not to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And procrastinators are usually perfectionists, so you're going into something that you want to be really good at.
Mm-hmm.
So once you start it, you're committed. So you put off starting it. That's a big one.
Right, and also out there, all the parents, all the mothers, especially the single mothers, I think,
mm-hmm.
tend to feel they have to make up for everything, be a perfectionist around Christmas time for their children.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
yeah. The most important gift you can give is to give the gift of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you yourself are stress-free and taking this whole holiday time with a lightness and a a sense of peace, that will spread, and that's a lovely gift to give everybody else who's stressed out around you.
Okay, good, good. Do you think that visualization helps too?
That's part of hypnosis, of course. Mm-hmm. If you really do, visualization is one of the tools we use in hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can relax down, take a deep breath, and just count down, and follow your breath, count down from 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
and then just visualize and see yourself in a place where you feel really comfortable and really blissful,
mm-hmm.
whether it's on a beach or a cottage or that garden or somewhere where you feel really peaceful. And just absorb that into your body and then gently bring yourself back to full awareness. You'll feel that your body has just relaxed down, your mind is relaxed,
mm-hmm.
and you can continue about your day.
Okay, and I suppose that this would also affect the people around us, too.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're doing is you're spreading that energy, that peaceful energy,
mm-hmm.
and you're giving the gift of yourself not being stressed. Isn't that nice?
Okay, it does sound nice. That's some great tips around the Christmas season. Okay, anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Cannon?
Yeah, I'd like to remind people that the possibilities that they can achieve with the power of their own mind
mm-hmm.
are extraordinary, which is the reason I got into this from the corporate world. I got into hypnosis because I understood how you could really use your own mind, your subconscious mind, to be your true magnificent self. We spend a lot of our time speaking negative talk to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
All we need to do is to change that pattern, change the blueprint, and let that go and start really understanding that anything is possible, anything that
mm-hmm.
we choose to do.
No, that's wonderful information. Okay. Is there a website for the Hypnosis Center?
Mm-hmm. It's 3 W's, OntarioHypnosisCenter.com.
Okay, that's great. Okay, well, we thank you very much, Dr. Cannon.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I wish you a wonderful holiday season.
And you too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.